Hello, I'm Paul McKeever, leader of Freedom Party of Ontario, and for your convenience, I'm now going to read to you Freedom Party of Ontario's 2011 election plank on closing Ontario's race-based public schools. Before and during the 2007 Ontario general election, the Progressive Conservative Party proposed that taxpayers be forced to fund faith-based private schools. Calling evolution a, quote, theory, unquote, they proposed that Ontario's curriculum should be changed so as to, quote, teach children that there are other theories that people have out there that are part of some Christian beliefs, unquote. Mid-election poll results indicated that one in two Ontarians believed the Progressive Conservatives' proposal would segregate the province along religious lines. Ultimately, their election loss was widely blamed on the Progressive Conservatives' unwillingness to abandon their proposal to fund private faith-based schools with taxpayer dollars. The current Progressive Conservative leader, Tim Hudak, was just as vocal as then-leader John Tory about his support for making taxpayers pay for private, faith-based schools. On his website, he stated that, quote, support for parents who choose to send their children to independent faith-based schools has been a long-standing cause for me, unquote. Incidentally, the source for that quote was Tim Hudak's own website, but don't look for it because Mr. Hudak is covering his tracks. He has removed the article from his website. Hudak said that the purpose of extending taxpayer funding to religious private schools was to, quote, end discrimination against non-Catholic, faith-based schools, unquote. That's from the Welland Tribune, July 27, 2007. And, even after the Progressive Conservatives lost the 2007 election, Hudak told the CBC that the Progressive Conservative Party, quote, shouldn't give up on trying to financially help families who send their children to private religious schools, unquote. That's from an article dated November 1, 2007, titled Religious School Funding Issue Not Over, : Conservative MPP. Just days after Hudak's statements to the CBC, it was reported that the Toronto District School Board would be holding two public hearings about whether or not to open a, quote, black focus, unquote, or, quote, Afrocentric, unquote, school in Toronto. Tempers ran hot at the meetings, which featured such noteworthy speakers as Laureen Small, the mother of slain student Jordan Manners. In her view, a, quote, black school, unquote, would have the effect of segregating students according to race. As she put it, quote, this black school thing? It's wrong, unquote. On January 29, 2008, despite the widespread public opposition to such a school, the Toronto District School Board voted to open Toronto's first, quote, Afrocentric, unquote, school. Dalton McGuinty feigned concern, but refused to take any steps to prevent the school from being opened. Tim Hudak, being in favor of taxpayer-funded religious segregation, did not oppose the opening of the race-based school. Toronto's Afrocentric Alternative Elementary School opened its doors in September of 2009. Students there are now taught in an environment infused by emphasis on race. Quote, black, unquote, teachers teach, quote, black, unquote, students, quote, black, unquote, history, and other subjects through an Afrocentric lens. To infuse a school environment and curriculum with an emphasis on genetic makeup is wrong to the core. To argue that a, quote, black, unquote, child needs, quote, black role models, unquote, is to tell the child implicitly that, quote, if a black person has never done it before, black people don't do it at all, unquote. To focus on, quote, black culture, unquote, is to suggest that, quote, this is the culture that black people should have, unquote. Such an emphasis on race is racist, and it encourages children to focus on their genetic makeup instead of upon their potential and values as members of the human race. Children should not be taught that one's genetic makeup determines one's potential, values, or heroes. Ontario schools should be colorblind. Heroes and heroines, role models, should not be portrayed as heroic because of their skin color, but because of the greatness of their characters or achievements as human beings. Dalton McGuinty was wrong not to stop the opening of a race-based public school in Ontario, and Tim Hudak's apparent embrace of segregation in schools is even more worthy of contempt. A Freedom government will do what neither Dalton McGuinty's Liberals nor Tim Hudak's Progressive Conservatives will do. A Freedom government will permanently eliminate race-based public schools and change the law so that no school board will have the authority to open one ever again. One race, the human race. That's Freedom Party's stand. That concludes the reading of Freedom Party's 2011 election plank on closing Ontario's race-based public schools. I'm Paul McKeever. Thank you for your time. To learn more about Freedom Party and its election planks, visit our website, www.freedomparty.com. www.on.ca.